That was some, what are they, Kirk appearance. Anyways, so now we're almost ready. We're ready for the live portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Gender Dog.
Bye. Slowly, I just nod my head and keep on getting by, under the belly of a whale looming like a dark cloud in the sky. Water shines like a gap of sequins walking into the night.
Another song now.
Alright, Ben, Noodle.
I'm gonna make one up. That was a pretty easy set to like, you guys. Thanks a lot for playing for the radio.
Thanks.
So, are you ready over there, Ben?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Alright, I'm just fading them out. The band is gonna be joining me in the booth very shortly. That was a great set, Gender Dogs. Evan Sound guy extraordinaire sounded great. I'm going to punch in a very exciting show promo, and then we'll be back talking to the band. Yes.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Right? No, it's all right. Well, now we do some musical chairs. It's perfect. It's radio. Oh. It is perfect radio. The band Gender Dog is in the studio. It's a pretty cramped studio, as I was mentioning. It's about to be demolished, I think, this part of town. And now everyone is in the correct position. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thanks.
That sounded fantastic. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself for the people listening on radio?
I'm Katie. I'm Christine.
Ben?
Yeah, we're Gender Dog.
Awesome. Thank you for coming out. Sorry about the confusion of getting here.
Oh, that's okay.
UBC is pretty complicated. If you, it's like a maze.
I think I saw a Minotaur.
It's very true. Because I've been here forever, but I don't know the name of the streets. I sort of do. They're like West Mall, East Mall. I don't know. It's very complicated, and they don't really label the signs.
No.
But it got a little bit confusing. But you made it here, and you got a.
Well, I've been here since like 6.
Yeah, you got to enjoy a lounge area.
Yeah. Use the internet.
Got to use the internet. It's very important. Let's talk a bit about the band. While you. I guess if people want to find out about you, they can pick up a copy of Discorder, because that just came out. It's came out today. It's going to get distributed everywhere in town this month. But for those that don't have it, maybe like just a quick summary of how this band came about. How long ago?
Katie and I wanted to make music, and Ben actually knew how to make music, so all of us together learned how to do it together.
Well, yeah, it's, I don't know, we all, like, Christina and I learned our instruments from scratch, and then did that, and then Ben came in and he already knew how to play, and it all tied together.
No, yeah. that's awesome. Like how long ago are we talking about?
Three years,
yeah. So you've been playing for 3 years.
Yeah, with like hiatuses here and there.
Yeah.
Right. So you started new, but now like three years is a long time. You wouldn't even take hiatus.
And probably like a year and a half of like actually actively playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. And like what's like were you involved in the music community? Like you just like going to shows, seeing bands? Like what makes you suddenly decided like all your friends are playing music? Or is it just one of those things you just woke up and be like, I just wanted
to do what all of our friends are doing all the time. We were like, I want it on this cool club. No, I'm kidding.
Katie and
no, well, I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of people that play music in our life, and thought, why can't we do it? I don't know.
It's hard to sit around watching everybody else make music and not want to do it yourself. I mean, for me at least, making music is just another tool to get me where I want to go, or like get an idea out of my head. Like, you know, I'll do anything. Music's another one of those things I can do.
Right. So is it did it end up being easier or harder than you expected, or exactly what you expected? Playing, learning instruments?
I don't know.
What you expected?
Exactly what you expected.
I had no expectations, so everything is more than
I
expected.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really have any expectations.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. And you guys are, you guys been on, well, you, it's a couple of things. You played, I saw you, I briefly walked by, it was pretty packed at the Horses Record, at Record Store Day.
Oh, yeah.
How did that go?
Was that well.
That yeah. was good, yeah.
It was a good show. We have, love Horses.
Have yeah. you played at a record store before?
No.
Yeah, we played at a record store. We played at Record Store.
Oh, yeah, not here.
Not here.
Like when you were on tour?
In LA.
Oh, not Record Store Day, no.
Yeah. But no, yeah, not Day, but to the, just in the record store? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played at a record store in LA, and then...
There. Yeah, there's zero people there.
There was no one there.
But it was like our best show.
Christine thinks it was our best show.
We had to take all our gear up a spiral staircase.
Oh, was there not
we
even?
We got to play on a loft.
It was pretty cool.
Were there even no one like buying records there?
No.
No. No. Even customers in the record store.
It was like really. I was kind of annoyed. It was pretty poorly promoted.
Oh.
But they had a fridge full of Red Bulls there, and, oh. and I grabbed my Red Bull. So if you're listening,
it's okay. We didn't say which record store.
But when you go into, they normally go like. But by the way, like normally we're packed at the rim. Everyone's lining up. You know, but yeah. Well, that's too bad. But well, the Vancouver one went great. All right.
Yeah.
Right. And so you've been and you played so you tour and such before because I was reading on the Discorder you've done. To out east?
Yeah, like all over. We went supporting our friend Trevor's band, and like Ben's also in a band, Industrial Priest Overcoats.
Right.
And it was like, yeah, tour for IPO, and then a bunch of
right. And you were heading
of friends' bands went supporting them.
And you're heading out on a sort of short mini, or is it yeah. pretty long?
Yeah, next week.
Starting next week.
Yeah, next week. Yeah.
Where about you going?
Like all down the coast to San Diego, as far as San Diego, yeah.
You playing any record stores?
Are we? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so, actually.
No. I'm just wondering.
Sports bars.
Yeah, perfect. You're not playing.
Playing sports.
Moxie's Classic Grill.
Like, what is like one of some of the weirdest places you've played of, or weirdest place you want to play in your mind? Like, if you can play at a really odd, or it doesn't have to be odd, like a dream.
The zoo.
Like the zoo, yeah. In front of, like, would it be...
In a cage with a lion.
In the lion den.
Yeah, in the lions. I was going to ask which animal you
actually, would. Maybe the penguins. Yeah. I don't know, hippopotamus. It's so hard to choose.
No, like, oh. I like the penguin idea.
Remember when...
safer.
They're just cool, too.
Remember when Charlie Parker played his trumpet for the cows?
I do.
We weren't on that tour.
We weren't there when he...
Remember that?
Oh, what?
It'd be like that.
What? Yeah, it's okay.
When we toured with Bird and...
I get it, Ben. I get the reference.
Different tour, but still, okay.
It's okay.
Fair enough. But, well, I guess if you can't choose, you just have to do a different set at each, in front of each, or a song each, just be, you know, we'll play it in front of the lion's den, and then everybody yeah. come along, we'll go along okay. to the...
Oh, I'd like to do it in the reptile section.
The reptile section?
Yeah.
How come?
I just like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I they're so strange. They're
bats
so
are
alien.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
The head of... Was it at the center?
I don't know about which zoo I'm talking about. I yeah. Right now, I'm thinking
just
about the aquarium.
I keep imagining the Central
so.
Park Zoo.
The aquarium would be interesting, too. But bats might be tough because I don't know if sonically, I don't know if it confused them. Maybe they won't.
Maybe.
Oh, it's an experiment.
It's kind of like going to, maybe it's the same as like going to, yeah, like a penguin or a lion den and just flashing like
yeah.
spotlight on their face.
It wouldn't
constantly.
Be a good idea and they wouldn't let us do it. But yeah. if I had a choice yeah. of the place where I'd want to play, I guess that'd be it.
Well, you never, you know, you gotta set your goals high. That could happen. Maybe start at a penning, like a farm to start.
A penning.
Like a goat farm to start, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then just work your way. Work your way, or maybe like a pet store to start.
Pet store.
And then just work your resume. Like you just gotta keep working and working, and someday.
You can just get our friends to bring their pets yeah, to yeah. our show
yeah, yeah.
first.
Yeah, sure. yeah.
That's true.
See how that goes.
So you have a show tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And you know your friends are bringing pets to it.
No, I wish.
No.
If anybody has a gecko, please bring it to the show tomorrow night.
Christine loves geckos.
No gecko.
Ben doesn't love geckos.
No cover for the gecko.
It's going to be a lot of geckos. Where is it? Can you say? I don't know. Just go to your website. Where do people find out?
X-Pin Hill Avenue upstairs.
Mung.
What?
The gravy room.
It's down around Main Hastings.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah.
If people want to get a hold of, well, check out up and coming events. Do they just research for Gender Dog? That actually works really well. Good Facebook choice. Yeah, good work on choosing a name.
Right up there. Yeah. There's like not that much.
Yeah, well, it's almost. Yeah, it's genius.
Oh, you mean like nobody else has that name?
Well, it's in this day of no one sort of.
There's
no one.
Someone on Twitter.
There's somebody who uses with a Gmail that's Gender Dog, not us. Oh, somebody else.
But also someone on Twitter, and they write ridiculous tweets. I don't know.
But there's no bans, I don't think, or at least when you do a Google search, I think you're one of the first hits.
It's true.
Which is this day and age it's very hard.
We're one of the top bands with our name.
Yeah, and it's a good name, I think. I remember it. It's a good job.
Thanks.
Yeah. Any other plans? Is there a recording of sort coming out? Anything you guys working on in the summer? A tape?
Got a tape coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow, is it a tape release?
It's a fish.
What's the name of the tape?
Neurosis Party.
And how many tracks is on it?
It's like
six or seven.
Seven or eight.
Between six and
eight.
And you
between
got it
five and ten,
and you got it done at a place. So did you? Because I know
Ben
some people.
Ben records.
Yeah, nice.
Ben recorded it. It's coming out on Hockey Dad.
Yeah. Oh, sweet. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Anything else you guys want to talk about? We got about 10 minutes left. We can talk about your hopes and dreams.
You guys come up.
Putting your hopes into
turn this around.
my hopes and dreams is that everybody goes to your show tomorrow night.
Oh, thanks.
Everybody buys a tape. The only one thing is, do you guys all have tape players?
Yeah, I have a tape player.
Because my tape player just died, and I talked to someone else, and their tape player just died. So this is one of those things, really.
That's a hope.
It's a horrible
conspiracy.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I mean, it plays. It just doesn't rewind.
Someone doesn't want anyone to hear a tape.
It doesn't. So you kind of have to. You kind of have to listen to like all. I guess it's fine. You just have to listen to all of it. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming out. So it's genderdog.bandcamp.com.
Worldwide web.
Yeah. On the worldwide web. Hockey Dad. I don't know anything to say about Ryan and Hockey Dad Records.
He has nothing good to say.
Ryan's cool.
Yeah.
Ryan's awesome, and he's putting out a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Ryan is da bomb.
Was he actually helpful in helping you put out a cassette?
Of course. Yeah. Of course, super helpful.
He's the only reason we have a cassette.
Are you trying to get dirt out of
him? I don't know. Like, any good advice from that guy? I don't know. Advice?
He's giving us the little kick in the butt that we need.
Right.
It's true. We needed it.
But...
Yeah. Well, you go on tour. That's good. Yeah. And that's good. That's a good kick in the butt.
Yeah.
As opposed to not doing that, I guess. I don't know. Thanks. Thank you so much for coming out. Discorder article, that's coming out soon. And the names mentioned in it, there's some, like the last name were slightly incorrect.
Oh, but it's fine. No, it works.
We want to get across the border.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Best of luck crossing the border, and I hope you think your plan's working pretty. All your gears across already.
I hope all your dreams come true.
I hope
everybody's dreams come true.
No, because they all conflict with each other. Everybody's dreams can't be come true because they all conflict with each other.
Can you imagine?
We can't.
I'm just joking, anyways.
Like who's. Whose van is? You guys have a van situation?
We're actually getting in the car this time. Oh. Yeah,
it's gonna be pretty awesome. Our friend Charlotte is driving us, and they're the best. Hi, Charlotte.
Awesome, and
shout out to Trash Bait, real good band coming up, doing their thing, riding out the storm.
I agree.
Where are they from?
Oh, they're from here. They're our friend's band. Charlotte is in it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Well,
they're cool.
Thank you so much, Gender Dog, for being on the show. That sounded fantastic. And coming up next on CITR, we have Copy Paste. I think that's thank you so much for coming out. It's fantastic. You can listen to this on the podcast with all the amazing interview questions and answers that I just gave, if you have to, on CITR.ca. Thank you very much. And thank you, Evan, for sound support tonight.
Thanks, Evan.
And yes, this is CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank, or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit